The eighth day of the blessed month of Abib, the passing of St. Anba Bishoy. It was on this day that St. Anba Bishoy, the shining star of the desert, passed away. Born in the town of Shansa, he was one of six boys in his family. One day his mother had a vision, and an angel said to her, "The Lord says to you, give me one of your children to serve me." The mother answered that she would be happy for God to choose any of her children. The angel took the hand of young Bishoy, the frailest of the family. In this vision, his mother urged the angel to take a different son who would be strong enough to serve the Lord. The angel replied that Bishoy was the one that the Lord had chosen. Later, Bishoy went to the desert of Shahit and became a disciple of Anba Pinwa, a great desert father. As a monk, Bishoy lived a very spare, ascetic life, but so loved Jesus Christ that he thought nothing of his personal sacrifices and struggles. Bishoy's devotion and worship were such that Jesus Christ appeared to him on several occasions. Being a desert monk is a very hard, sparse life of no earthly riches or luxuries, yet the spiritual rewards are great. Once Emperor Constantine came to Bishoy in a vision and said that had he known how great the honor was of being a monk, he would have left his kingdom and riches to become a monk himself. Bishoy pointed out to Constantine in this vision that it was he who had banished pagan worship, establishing Christianity throughout the empire. Surely God had given him a great honor and reward in heaven. The emperor replied that God had given him many gifts, but none is like the honor that monks receive. Bishoy liked to weave baskets, and he would put three handles on each basket. When he traveled to teach the faith to the people, he was always asked why his baskets had three handles. The monk's clever reply was that because the Trinity of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit were everything to him, and that he liked to have or do everything in threes, like the Trinity. This would open the door for people to ask about the Holy Trinity, and Anba Bishoy came to be known as a great teacher who converted many to the Christian faith. He once debated a monk who claimed that there was no Holy Spirit, but Bishoy explained that the Holy Spirit was as much of the Trinity as the Father and Son, as shown throughout the Old and New Testaments. This won over not only the monk, but many others who had listened to the discussion. The best-known story of St. Anba Bishoy concerns the time when it had become known that a vision of Jesus Christ was going to appear at the top of a large hill at a certain time, and the monks and people of the area were so excited that they rushed to go to this place so that they could sit near Jesus. As they were rushing up the hill with joy and determination, an old man who was crippled came along, asking people to help him up the hill. But the others were so concerned about getting there before it got too crowded that they just ignored the old man, rushing past him in their desire to see Jesus. Then Anba Bishoy came along, saw the old crippled man, and offered to help him up the hill. The old man was so crippled that Bishoy had to lift him up and carry him. Bishoy did this gladly, but as he went further and further up the hill, the old man became heavier. It did not occur to Bishoy to just sit the old man down and leave him. Others rushed past them, not offering to help. Finally, he became so heavy that Bishoy had to stop for a short rest, and he explained to the old man as he was sitting him down that they would continue after a few minutes. The old man started to shine like a bright light, and to Bishoy's surprise, the light turned into Jesus Christ. When it became known what had happened, the other monks were very ashamed that they had rushed past a person in need, and that this person turned out to be their master, Jesus Christ. St. Ambe Bishoy continued his ascetic life in the desert, worshiping God and teaching others the beauty of the faith. When the barbarians invaded the area, Bishoy went to Mount Encina, where he eventually passed away. His body was later brought back to his desert monastery, along with the body of another great desert father, St. Paul of Tamu. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day, we commemorate the martyrdom of St. Peru and St. Atham. It was on this day that two brothers, Saints Peru and Atham, were martyred. They were born in the city of Sunbat to Christian parents who lovingly taught their boys the ways of righteousness. Although they were very different in appearance, Peru had blonde curly hair and blue eyes, and his younger brother, Atham, had black hair and dark eyes. They were both very pure and devout in their faith. They grew into adulthood, attending church regularly, and were known for their charity towards those in need. Persecution started against Christians in their area during this time. Once they traveled into the town of El Farma to trade, and they found the body of a martyred saint called Nua with some soldiers. The brothers bought the body from the soldiers and brought it to their home and placed it on a marble sarcophagus with great honor. Miracles occurred from the body, and it made the two brothers think about the blessings of paradise received by those who have given their lives for Jesus Christ. They decided to distribute their money among the poor and travel to Alexandria, going before the evil governor and proudly proclaiming their Christian faith. The governor responded by ordering that terrible tortures be inflicted upon them. But each time, an angel of God would come and heal and strengthen them. The governor then sent them to the governor of another region, who also had them tortured when they refused to renounce their faith. During this time, the governor's wife died, and in his remorse, he asked the two brothers to forgive him for what he had done to them. The sainted brothers not only forgave him, but also prayed to God, asking for mercy to the governor and his deceased wife. To everyone's amazement and joy, the wife rose from the dead. Both she and the governor and all who witnessed this miracle quickly came to believe in the one God. The governor released Peru and Atham, and they returned to their hometown of Sunbat. They gave what was left of their money to the poor and asked a Christian named Sarah Bamoon to take the body of St. Nua and hang an oil lamp in front of it at all times. Having taken care of these things, the brothers went back to the first governor and again proclaimed their Christianity. The governor ordered them to be publicly beaten. A deaf and mute woman was found some of their blood on the ground and anointed her ears and tongue with it, and instantly she was able to hear and speak, and her first words were praise to the all-powerful and merciful God for whom Saints Peru and Atham were willing to die for. Greatly aggravated, the governor ordered that all of the people be beheaded. Thus did the brothers Peru and Atham achieve their goal of giving themselves for the name of Jesus Christ and receiving the crown of martyrdom. The righteous Sarah Bamoon, to whom the brothers had given the body of St. Nua, took their bodies back to the town of Sunbat, and a church was built to house their bodies. It is said that the bodies are now located in the Church of St. Barbara in Old Cairo. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, we commemorate St. Balana the priest, who was martyred. He was from the city of Bara in the area of Sakha. A devoted and faithful servant of God, when Balana heard that the Christians were being persecuted and killed and martyred for their faith in Jesus Christ, He wished to join them and to be in the company of such sainted souls. He gave all that he owned to the poor and needy and traveled to Encina. He sought out the governor and stood before him, proudly proclaiming his faith in Jesus Christ. The governor ordered that the priest be tortured to death. Finally, this priest was able to meet Jesus Christ in heaven and join the company of saints who had given their blood for the love of the Lord. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this eighth day of Abib, the martyrdom of Saint Epime. It was on this day that Saint Epime was martyred. Also called Pemanon or Bema, Epime was the chief of a village called Panacleus in the district of Elbanassa. He was quite rich and was charitable to the poor. One night, Jesus Christ appeared to Epime in a vision, urging him to seek out the crown of martyrdom. As soon as he woke up, Epime gave all his money and possessions to the poor and then went to the governor of Elbanassa. There he told the governor that he was the head of a village and a devout Christian. The governor tried to persuade Epime to worship the false gods of the empire and set an example for the people back in the village. Epime refused. The governor then asked him where the sacred vessels of his church were kept, and Epime refused to tell him, knowing that the governor would try to have them removed in an attempt to hurt the church. The governor became angry at Epime's refusal to cooperate and to renounce his Christianity and ordered that Epime be tortured until he changed his mind. But God continued to strengthen Epime and heal his wounds. Finally, the governor ordered that he be sent to Alexandria, where he was thrown into a prison. There, St. Julius el Akfahasi, a devout man who cared for the bodies of the martyred saints and wrote their biographies, visited Epime in prison and told him about his sister, who had been possessed by an evil spirit. St. Epime prayed for her, and she was healed. When word of this miracle got around, many people came to believe in the Lord and the power and miracles he showed through his chosen saints, such as Epime. The governor of Alexandria wanted to put an end to this spreading faith and ordered that Epime be inflicted with more tortures. Still, the Lord healed and strengthened Epime. Finally, the governor ordered that Epime be sent to Upper Egypt for execution. There, St. Epime was beheaded, and his soul joyfully rushed to heaven, where he received the promised crown of martyrdom. The servants of St. Julius el Akfahasi carried St. Epime's body back to his hometown, where it was received with great honor and love. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Also on the eighth day of Abib, we commemorate the passing of St. Cyrus, brother of Emperor Theodosius. It was on this day that St. Cyrus, who was said to be the brother of the Roman Emperor Theodosius the Great, passed away. Sometimes referred to as St. Caras, Cyrus had grown up surrounded by endless riches and power. While the emperor's household was Christian, as well as the rest of the empire, Cyrus could not help but see the complex intrigues, battles, murders, etc. in the royal court that often spread across the empire. The family wealth and power were limitless. Every possible luxury was available to Cyrus for the taking. A position of great power was always available to him. Yet young Cyrus was not impressed by such worldly goods, and he felt the ebb and flow of power and empire were only a drop in the ocean of a greater eternity. His great wish was to find a way to be closer to the eternal God and to devote his life to the Lord of all creation. One day he left the great royal palace and never looked back. Instead, Cyrus wandered without any destination. His only possessions were the clothes he wore. God guided him to the western desert of Egypt, where he lived for many years alone, without seeing any other person during all that time. When his brother, the emperor, oversaw great battles and commanded the lives of millions of people, and would go down in history as one of the greatest and longest surviving Roman emperors, Saint Cyrus was content to live alone in the desert, seeing the beauty of God's creation with God as his sole companion. During that time, there lived in the desert of Shaheed a holy priest named Pimwa, who had shrouded the body of Saint Hilaria. Saint Pimwa wished to visit the servants of Christ that lived in the desert, the hermits who had given up the rest of the world to live alone with God. As Saint Pimwa traveled the desert, he came across many of these holy recluses. Each one spoke with the Holy Father, telling him their names and the reasons they came to live in such solitude. Saint Pimwa would bless them and ask if anyone lived even further away. Always there were more, until Pimwa was told there was only one other that lived alone in the desert, Cyrus, who had seen no one for so many years. Saint Pimwa continued to walk through the desert until God guided him to the cave where Cyrus lived. There the two exchanged greetings, and Cyrus asked the priest about the news of the world, the empire and its emperor, the news of the local area, the news of the church and its faithful. That night, Saint Cyrus prayed for a long time, then gently knelt to the ground and passed away. Amba Pinwa buried Saint Cyrus in his cloak and returned to his monastery, telling everyone about Saint Cyrus and the world from which he had walked away and the glorious kingdom in which he had just entered. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.